A lot of public companies are busy reporting their second quarter earnings to investors. We reported this week on Macy's and Uber. Yesterday, Walmart shares jumped 9% because of strong sales in the second quarter. But not everyone thinks these four annual check-ins are necessary. In fact, President Trump tweeted this morning that top business leaders want to stop quarterly reporting and move to a six-month system. Trump said in his tweet that he has asked the Securities and Exchange Commission to study the issue. Joining us now is Michael Regan. He's senior editor at Bloomberg News. Mike, it's Friday. It's good to have you on.
Oh, thanks, Peter. Nice to be here.
All right. So Trump does not say who these top business leaders are. So where did this come from? What's the argument for moving to a six-month reporting system?
Well, he did eventually later cite PepsiCo CEO Indra Nooyi by name. But there are plenty of other CEOs out there who would likely agree with this sentiment. For example, Elon Musk of Tesla has been in the news all week because
yes, he has.
Yeah. Well, he wants to take his company private in part because it would remove the burden of reporting financials every quarter and then having to face Wall Street's reaction to it. So there definitely is a group of CEOs who would express approval for this idea.
But look, there's a burden for a reason. There's an issue of transparency. Millions of regular people are invested in these public companies, and there's a reason that we make them open up their books. These investors want to know if the businesses are healthy, if their money is safe. So is everybody on board with this? Or there's got to be some criticism here.
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, obviously, there are plenty of CEOs and CFOs who would complain about it. But investors, in large part, tend to prefer the updates because, you know, they'd rather have more information than less, and they'd rather not have to wait for half a year to get an update on the companies they invest in. You know, the example I keep giving is imagine during the financial crisis, if banks only had to report twice a year and we had to wait 6 months to get an update on the outlook. It would have been a big deal, create a lot of uncertainty. So the opposite side of the CEOs and the CFOs, I think, are many investors who really do prefer getting the quarterly updates. And remember, the SEC, their role is to protect investors, not really necessarily look out for corporate CEOs.
There's this phrase related to all this. It's called quarterly capitalism. It's this argument that some companies are so worried about showing short-term gains for their shareholders every 3 months that they're neglecting a longer-term vision, which I think is something maybe you alluded to there in the first question, in the first answer. This is something that even Hillary Clinton has talked about.
Right. So, you know, there are basically two main complaints about the notion of reporting results quarterly. One, as you said, is that focus on quarterly capitalism, the idea that companies, you know, are forced to sort of meet Wall Street's expectations every quarter. And, you know, they get distracted by that and don't necessarily make the best long-term business decisions. The other is simply the manpower and the costs that going to produce quarterly reports. If you recall back to the early 2000s, after the Enron and WorldCom scandals, Congress passed what's known as Sarbanes-Oxley, mm-hmm. which, among other things, it requires senior executives to basically take full responsibility for the accuracy of these reports. So these executives can't just rubber stamp them. I think that's a big reason why they'd prefer not to have to be part of this.
Mike Regan, Bloomberg News. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Peter.